Okie dokie, welcome to Primetime. This is the half-hour segment where I answer questions from you guys. So drop questions in the questions and help channel. We go ahead and just ping the roll again, just let people know that we are getting started. And then I'll get started with the first question, which has been queued up here by Zeta4. Thank you for that question. They are asking, hey Prime, we're all noticing some interesting error logs showing up in our temp folder indicating the use of Cafe to a machine learning library. These appears to be correlated with us running our Neos clients and only started around a week ago. Do you have any insight on this? There's a discussion here. Are you sure you can't find that like anywhere else? We haven't updated any of our like libraries or anything. All right, let me go to my temp folder. Like, it's not that I don't believe you guys. It's just that I'm trying to find the fastest way to get an answer here. And so if I have the files as well. Alpha data. Alpha data doesn't exist for some reason. Local temp. Just in local temp. Like no other folder or anything. Like in the root of local temp? Yeah, I got them. Weird. Alright, I'll have to dig into that one some more. It's good on the ping there. I did see the ping come in before, but we'll start it with like, I'll dig into this after this office hour segment. I'll move on to questions if they are there. If they're not, I'll just mute and dig into this for you. Let's take a look. There are no additional questions right now, so please get some questions into the questions and help channel. Not the questions and help channel, sorry. The questions prime time thread within the office hours text channel. I'll get to them as soon as I can. Whilst we wait for questions, I'll be looking into this log weirdness. Thank you. I don't answer questions about food. It's just questions about Neosoft. One of the things to note about these log files is that it is the temp directory and that the temp directory is bombarded with just absolute bullshit 24/7. No, it's not. So the next question we have from Zeta is it possible to drive rotation from a pan of 3D or other 3D components? No. Quaternions are four-dimensional vectors that are, like, they have different rules, completely different rules to regular mathematics because of what they need to do and how they need to work. Wiggler would be the only way that you could do that. Honestly, like, some form of other components would be better at that point. It is float Q, not float 3. We render it as float float 3 in the inspectors because float Qs don't make sense to the average user. So we do Euler and interpolation in the inspector. So that's just a display thing. It's not something that you can like use. So just like find a component that works with float Q. Maybe value gradient drive would be a good way to do panner, or just use logics. The the amazing feature that we added to Neos for you to use. Zeta also says that they did end up using logics in the end for their rotational issues, which is great. But they want to make sure that they weren't reinventing a component. Yeah. There are a few like mapper components that might do it for you. But don't worry about like reinventing a component. Just do it whatever way works for you. And obviously if you need to optimize later, do it. But for the most part, you'll be okay. Just a reminder for those who are just joining or have not heard before, this is Office Hours. If you have questions, please drop them in the Office Hours text chats thread for this particular session. That's a few channels above the one that you're currently in. I'll answer them in the order that they appear. Any questions will do. Thank you. So another question here from Zari, who asks, is there a way to load assets when joining a world before one actually spawns into it to avoid the chugging, lagging when one joins a more populated session? Yes, you need to customize it yourself, though, or build a tool to do it. There is a functionality in the open world logics node, which will prevent loading into switching until the world is ready. I have heard it can be flaky, but people use it a lot for portals and world transition systems, so do take a look at that. There we go. Lex has made a world preloader, which is the tool that I was referring to. Moving onwards, Stars has a question. Is there any way to get a single float value to drive, let's say, just a Y value and a float 2 with just components? Though if it needs to be done in logic, that's fine too. Well, in logic, you would just do a pack XYZ or a pack XY to get it into the appropriate data type that you wish to get into. For non-logics methodologies, look at the mapper component. So there's a transform drivers, mapper, something there. Those do very specific things, which are often not usable for this situation, but like sometimes are. If those don't work, try the Swizzle drivers, which are in relation Swizzle drivers, or I think they're in relations. Yeah, the Swizzle drivers kind of snuck in, mostly because people don't know what swizzling means. It kind of sounds weird. Swizzling is pretty much what you're after, though. It just means rearranging like a vector a little bit. I don't answer questions about cheese in the primetime office hours. I ask questions about Neo. So, what is your favorite type of cheese is rejected. You can search the previous notes for answers to that particular question, for example. That's a new cheese question. So, Fuzzy Fox, you'll manage to get that new cheese question that I haven't had before. But we'll go to Panda's question first, which is, what do you like to do on your spare time whilst on Neo? I have no spare time on Neo. Like, if I'm not testing random bugs or helping out people, then I'm just trying to chill in the world. But often when I'm trying to chill into a world, it turns into someone will come in and start talking about mods or plugins. Someone will start coming in and talking about how so-and-so feature of Neos needs to be written because they poked around in the source code and they found out that they didn't like the way it was written. And I'm right there with you. I just can't really do anything about it right now. So maybe don't do that to a Neos team member. Thanks. Or someone will come in and complain about something, which is understandable given the current climate. Those are the kind of like bad interactions, but then if people come in and ask questions, that's usually the best interactions, right? They come in and they're just like, I'm trying to learn how to do X. I'm trying to build this avatar, make this thing. I love those questions, right? Because we're not like, it's almost like meta conversations about Neos are thrown in the same bucket as like crypto conversations. You know how like no one wants to talk about crypto in Neos? There's like signs in various worlds, crypto conversation users will be shot or whatever. I want like meta Neos discussions to also be in that bucket. What do I mean by meta Neos discussions? I mean discussions about the current situation, about the code base, about the lack of certain features, about the roadmap, about like plans, like accepting Neos at face value and moving forwards with that to build something is my favorite interaction with other users, rather than being in a corner talking about mods, plugins, or which part of the code base they'd like to rewrite if they could. It's all good. Like, I get why you're doing it. I'm not faulting you for it. It's just, you know, I've been working for like 12 hours today and trying to chill out, and someone's like, this so-and-so thing makes no sense. And I'm like, yeah, I agree. I'll fix it when I can get to it. So now jumping down to, what's your favorite cheese model that you've come across? So that's actually a cheese sandwich made by Sloppy McFroppy using the Ring of the Neolander. They just pulled out the Ring of the Neolander. They made a cheese sandwich. It is in the cheese folder, which is in my public folder, art, and then cheese. That is full of like basically everything there, including Cheese Wisdom, which is a series of audio clips, which Apanda, not Clout Panda, recorded with my permission. I didn't realize they're recording, but I gave them permission post afterwards. And then I misspelled Cheese Wisdom very badly in the folder name, so I need to remit the folder, but I keep forgetting to. Anyway, there's some funny sound effects in there, including explanation of why platypuses do not have udders or nipples. I promise you that audio's in there and it's interesting, because platypuses are mammals, which is very confusing when you look at a platypus. It's like, what the, like, that's a duck or a beaver? I'm very confused. Sarah asks, have you ever thought about an alt if you're having trouble with game recognition? I'd never use an alt. It's just, like, bad. Like, I understand why people do it. I just, like, it's not my dealio. The gains that you get are not that much as well. Because, like, even though now people don't know that you're a Neos team member, some people will then know that you're a Neos team member, and then you've been decloaked. And then even if no one knows that you're a Neos team member, you know, you don't speak. Like, for example, has anyone thought maybe Froppy is actually Frooks? They both start with F, and Froppy is mute, and they never speak, and they're really cool. And Frooks is really cool. So, like, is Froppy Frooks, or vice versa? Like, who knows? Anyway, that is, you know, one way of doing it is being mute. But, so, like, even with that, right, if no one knows who you are, you still have that burden there, right? So if you're inside a session and people are complaining, then you're going to still hear that feedback and internalize that feedback, even though you're on your alt. So it just wouldn't work out. And Froppy, you're cool. I've seen Froppy and Frooks in the same session, so they're fine. Unless they're like multi-boxing and like, you know, splicing their VR into multiple computers at once, you know. Yeah, they do both have two O's. Let's move forwards on some additional questions. Zari says, have you felt that the videos about reading the room have had a tangible impact on the behavior in Neos? So do you wish people would point people more to them in game? I wish people would point people to whatever resource helps them understand how that sort of avenue of stuff needs to work. Maybe my video doesn't work for you for whatever reason, and you need some other sort of resource or mechanism for that. I wish we had more. I wish we had faster ways of doing it as well. A good example of that would be over on VRChat, where in the loading screen, they'll put up random messages. And one of the like the best messages there is like, don't do shit without people's consent or we'll ban you. But like really wordly, nicely worded. I can't remember the exact wording, so I was like paraphrasing there. It's a good message, right? And yeah, people don't read it because it's a loading screen and they kind of just zone out. But it's about like making that information available to people and available in a way that can be consumed. That video might not be like the best way to do that. I don't know what the best way is. What I do know though is that that video has led to a lot of people giving me feedback that they have enjoyed it, and I also know that it has shaped a lot of people's way of you know interacting with people on Neos, which evidently you know will rub off on some other parts of the population as it sort of spreads culturally in a sort of tribal way, right? So it has done good. I just wish there was some mechanism we could do to sort of like, you know, swoop down into your brain. You put on a headset, right? We could add some like surgical instruments to your VR headset and just like, you know, slot it directly into your brain with some drills and stuff. That's really the only way we'd get everyone like on that information. And hey, maybe my video is terrible. On all of the social videos, I'm like, disclaimer, I might be poo-poo-pee-peeing this up. I might be like literally being hypocritical, and sometimes I am, and that's because we're all not perfect, right? Sometimes I might fail to read the room. Sometimes I might butt in and accidentally take over when someone's helping someone. Like, we're not perfect, and so I keep that disclaimer there because, like, hey, you want to call me out on something? Go for it. If we learn and grow together, we'll learn and grow together, whereas if we just, sort of like, I don't know, get scared about it and hide in the corner, we'll get scared about it and hide in the corner. Zachary has a question here, which is, if I built a world and I'm not sure if I did something in an efficient way, could I ping you and let you swing by to take a look? I do not have time to do that. Best bet is to ask in the Discord for a mentor, specifically a mentor that is suitable for world building. The efficient, in air quotes, ways of building a world do spread around a little bit, again, like that tribal knowledge. We do want to write them up on the wiki, given the current climate. Wiki editing is less of a priority for me right now. But we do want to write that up on the wiki, particularly dispelling any myths about stuff which does not improve world performance, such as the video I did on the asset deduplication system, and how that is frequently bypassed almost accidentally. Dorky confirms that as an Australian who has studied wildlife, that they are still confused by the platypus. Fantastic. Thank you for being confused by the platypus. Also get confused by the pangolin, which I believe is also like a rodent, or maybe they're a mammal. I can't remember. Pangolins are interesting. Moving towards to additional questions, Rusio says, for the delay or delay with value node when used with no input, can you complain the default behavior? It seems like it's performing some kind of delay based on its ability to prevent some loops going red. Is it equivalent to a single update delay? You mean the delay one with time? I mean, I guess I can just look at both. Let me take a look. Delay node. Oh, this is a base class. Interesting. Delay dot evaluate equals start delay with that. So start delay gets... Oh, I can hold a second. It looks like it'll do whatever the default value for a float is. But by its nature, like if you know anything about C#, you can just go figure it out, right? It does task.delay and then whatever the default value for a float is. And so I believe if you do like the equivalent of await task.delay 0, you still bump execution out of the synchronous, you still bump it to an asynchronous location, even though there is a 0 second delay. So that might be the update cycle that you're seeing. Basically, it's like diverting to the next update loop because you basically said, hey, break here, we're going into a wait land, and then come back literally less than a second, exactly 0 seconds after that. So yeah, even if it was zero, you'd get that basically one update cycle delay. I would much rather you use the updates delay. For those who are unaware, the delay and delay with value nodes take a time. So that's good if you want sort of like cooldowns or a time sequence or something like that. The updates delay node will delay events by a number of updates, which is basically just sort of everything updating in the world that's sometimes needed. You'll frequently come across it with dynamic variables and reparenting, sort of creating dynamic variables, dynamic variable spaces. You'll know when you need an update delay node eventually. again, I'd love to write up some guidelines on those, but like sometimes I literally just throw them in there because stuff isn't working. Like if you've ever like got logics and you're like, I really, really think that this should work and it doesn't work and it's like 5 a.m. and I haven't had any sleep and I need it to work, try throwing in some updating relays, try throwing in some two update delay nodes. Two is usually a good number, and see if it works, and then slowly start removing those elements until it, you know, stops working again, and then you'll figure out where you need those particular items. All right, I didn't realize that I needed to scroll down, so if I was just sitting there in silence, it's because I didn't realize I needed to scroll down, so give me a second whilst I catch up. Just making sure I haven't delayed any questions here. So Zeta says, is there any performance penalty to the initial load of an avatar for slots struck assets that are marked as inactive? Are they loaded and left inactive? Yes, that exactly actually comes up. Good way of thinking about that one is the good old sort of like drummed in via moderation thing about do not have appendages on your avatar, right? Even if the mesh loader, even if the slot is disabled, the mesh renderer is disabled, I'm still going to end up with an appendage on my computer in my cache. So don't put appendages on your avatars by default when you load cloud avatars. Instead, if you need your appendage, load into the avatar that has the appendage or spawn the appendage and attach it to yourself. Don't keep it there. Same thing goes with Zeta's question there, which is if you don't need the object, in this case it could be something more innocuous than an appendage, don't have it on the avatar. A good example being like guns, right? So I see a lot of people have like a holstered gun on their avatar, which they shoot, I don't know, like once a week. You don't need that on your avatar. Or maybe you need one that is inactive and doesn't have logic on it, right? If it's part of a character that you want part of it to be, you know, it's there, then it's an inactive gun. Then you'd have less of a cost there because you wouldn't be loading the logics on the gun. And then, hey, if you need the gun, you can spawn it in or update it or cloud spawn it or do all sorts of stuff like that. Socks, I don't respond well to dot dot dots. You'll please need to enunciate and elaborate on your thought. Lux asks, what kind of world building tools that don't exist already do you think people who are more artistically orientated would appreciate to help their creative flow? I've seen some people get hung up making stuff because they don't want to bother with delving deep into inspectors or the gizmos and kind of wonky doing architecturally precise things. Architectural tools are certainly something that we need. Really good example being the builder tip by Gehepe, which is one of the amazing Japanese creators that we have. That lets you snap together various tile sets to really, really quickly make buildings and objects. A little known fact about the builder tip is that you can make your own sets. So let's say that you just got an amazing, I don't know, let's say city pack on Sketchfab, and you know it's got snappable stuff like a park and then like a bank or whatever. You could load that into the builder tip. Like it doesn't have to be walls, it doesn't have to be doors. It could be like road pieces for a racetrack. It could be stairs. It could be, you know, it could be fruit that you want to like tessellate for some reason. Like it could be hexagons that you want to tessellate on a floor. Like it doesn't need to be the default pack. You can just add stuff to it. Additionally, sort of architecturally speaking, it's just sort of like more tools that like feel good to use. A good example, which I use a lot right now, but not a lot of people realize exist, is if you go to essential tools and you look around there, there's the meter tooltip. The meter tooltip allows you to measure stuff in the world. And not a lot of people need to measure stuff. I do because I do a lot of science. So it's important to make things to scale. But once you start using the meter tip, you feel like it feels good, right? There's no inspectors to it. You're like, I want to know how big this appendage is. I can measure it using the meter tip. I don't need to get an inspector out. It was too good not to. Carrying on, Peach says, do mirrors have an option to not show other mirrors' reflections? If so, please do a video. I don't believe that is a thing right now. That would be more of a Gaines question. I do believe we have a GitHub issue open about it where there's talk of mirrors and stuff like that. My advice there is just don't show a mirror to another mirror, which I know is like sort of a cop-out, but like it depends on your scenario. There was that MMC entry, I forget what it was called, but it had lots of reflection-based mechanics as a puzzle game. So sorry, I've forgotten its name. But they must have done some tricks there to figure that out. With that, I don't believe we've got any additional questions. I'm going to go ahead and call things here. If you have any other additional questions, please drop them in questions and help, DM me or anything like that, and I will get back to you as soon as I can. Thank you for sitting here with me today to talk about tools. And I will see you again next week.